Hungarian Prime Minister Peter Magyar says removing President Tamás Szőlyog is necessary because, in his words, the head of state has become a puppet of former Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. The constitutional amendment would immediately end Szőlyog's term, citing what the government calls a serious loss of public confidence. Parliament would then elect a new president to serve until a new constitution takes effect, or for a maximum of 5 years. The proposal follows Magyar's landslide election victory in April, which ended Orbán's 16 years in power. Magyar says voters gave him a clear mandate to dismantle what he calls Orbán's remaining power structures, but the plan has sparked fierce opposition. Thousands of Hungarians gathered outside Budapest's presidential Sándor Palace to protest against the proposed removal of the president. Bence Redvari, parliamentary leader of the Christian Democratic People's Party, told me the move would be unprecedented within the European Union.
Because it's a modification of the Hungarian fundamental law, and there is no precedent in Europe like this, because with one sentence they threw out the president of the republic. Never happened in the European Union.
Redvari and his party boycotted Monday's parliamentary session. Orbán's Fidesz party also stayed away, choosing instead to lay flowers at the grave of József Antal, Hungary's first democratically elected prime minister after the fall of communism. Despite the boycott, Prime Minister Magyar said parliament was expected to approve the amendment. He warned that if President Szőlyog refuses to sign the legislation within 5 days, impeachment proceedings would begin. Although Hungary's president has mainly ceremonial powers, the office can send legislation back to parliament or the constitutional court and serves as commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Magyar argues that Szőlyog failed to act during several controversies under the previous government. With its two-thirds parliamentary majority, Magyar's Tisza party can amend the constitution. The government has also proposed creating a national asset protection and recovery office to investigate alleged corruption during the Orbán era, allegations the former prime minister strongly denies. It has also suspended news broadcasts on public television and radio as part of what it says are reforms to make state media independent. Critics, however, fear the government is using its overwhelming parliamentary majority to push through sweeping constitutional changes that could weaken Hungary's democratic checks and balances. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.